Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
If you don't pray, you cannot obey what the Lord says do. If you do not pray, you cannot obey what the Lord says do. There's more to it than just saying it. There's more to it than just confessing it. When you're confessing that you're going to walk out certain things and do certain things and that you are, I'm a new creature in Christ, old things have passed away and all things have become true. Well, that's a notable thing come to pass in my life. I'm a new creature in Christ, all things have passed away and all things have become new. Well, that's a notable thing to say because that's what the Bible says. But do you know that you will never walk that out as a reality just by saying it from your mouth? You've got to pray. So how do we have this? We got chapter and verse. The disciples all confessed that we will never be offended. We'll never run. If they come to kill you, they'll have to kill us first. We'll stand by your side. Peter said, I'll never deny you, Lord. I'll never do it. But did Peter deny the Lord?
Yes, he did.
Did the disciples deny the Lord? Yeah. Did Peter want to deny the Lord as far as the natural goes? No. Because after he heard the rooster crow, what did he do? He went out and wept bitterly. When it talks about weeping bitterly, he sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. And I can tell you what he said. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I didn't mean to do it. Lord, I didn't plan to do it. Lord, I didn't want to do it. Lord, I don't know why I done it. Lord, I didn't mean to deny you. And he wept and he wept and he wept and he wept. And there wasn't no 5 minutes of crying. I mean, he was sorry. And you know what happened in all the process? Because he was asking God's forgiveness and God's mercy. And I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but I have. I've been there where I intended to do one thing and wound up going in another direction and have to fall on my face before God and weep and cry and realize because I hadn't prayed, I couldn't obey. Yes, I had a notable idea because I was walking in line or trying to walk in line with God's word and then fall myself slipping, tripping, and falling flat on my face and not walking in line with what God's word says. But you know what? If you pray, you can obey.
Right.
Said, how do you know? Jesus Christ was our example. Did Jesus accomplish the will of the Father? Did Jesus go to the cross? Did Jesus go before Caiaphas and let him accuse him, keep his mouth shut until they got down to the point and said, tell us whether you're the Son of God. Tell us whether you're the Christ. Well, he had to tell them. Did he tell them? Yes. In Matthew 26, he told them he was the Christ. Verse 63 says, but Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee, or I command you by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, thou hast said. In other words, he's agreeing with what you said. What you're saying is right. Says, nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. So what did he do? We know that Jesus went on from here and he was taken before Pilate and he was crucified on the Golgotha and, of course, buried in the tomb and rose from the dead. But why was Jesus able to live out the reality of what he said, that they come to crucify him? Because he spent time in prayer.
Amen.
If you do not pray, you cannot obey. You can't do what God's word says do.
Right.
Prayer is where you gain the strength and the ability of God to accomplish God's plan in this earth. Jesus spent time praying and said, Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, when he realized that it can't, this is the plan of God, this is the purpose of God, God has planned this before the foundation of the world, before the world was ever framed. Do you understand all that? No, I don't understand it. But God planned it. He said, this is a way that it shall take place. But Jesus gained the strength to obey because he prayed.
Yes, amen.
He gained the strength to obey because he prayed. Have you been fainting lately? Have you been weary lately? Has it been hard spiritually for you lately? as it seems like that you're in a dilemma lately. Have you wondered where God is at lately? Well, I'm here to tell you, if you'll go to that place of prayer and have your Gethsemane. I mean, there's a song that we used to sing in the church. The name of it's coming to me. You know I got a perfect memory, but it's called, I Come to the Garden Alone. Right. Yeah, in the garden. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's in the red hymnal. I know that. Maybe in the green one too. Yeah. But I come to the garden alone. I've always kind of liked that song. You know what I mean? Because in that garden, you would need to have garden experiences in our life. That we shut out everything. And we just go before God. And we just get on our face before God. And humble ourselves before Him. I don't know, at the youth camp meeting, the Holy Ghost said to us when we were up there, you know, we were having workers, and Pastor Harris was there, I was there, and different ones were there. And I remember in the prayer service that morning, the Lord said this to me. And I told the audience, we was praying about youth camp, the Lord said this. He said, the more that you admit to me that you need me, the more that I'll manifest myself to you. See, the world don't need Jesus. People don't need Jesus. They think they don't. We all do. But humanism has crept in. You know, and it's come the, you know, I can do society. And listen, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But when you get to the point of saying, I can do based on humanism, based on your educational ability, based on your talents, based on your training, the I can do from the natural, well, that's all wrong. Amen? That's wrong. But when you're saying it from the perspective that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and realize that your strength comes from your humility submitting to Christ, not because of who I am, not because of what I am, because anything I could ever be is only because God gave me the ability to be that way anyway. When you realize that and keep it in a proper perspective, then that's when help, I believe, really begins to come to you. Because you know where your strength lies. Any person that was ever mightily used of God, you would find out that they were people of prayer. Yes, many people that were mightily used of God and have been in times past and even in our day, they faced many challenges, come through many tests, come through many trials. Because serving God in this life does not mean you're not going to be tested. Does not mean you're not going to be tried. But you're going to come out victorious every time. Because Jesus is going to bring you through. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He overcame. Jesus did. If He overcame the world and all the temptations is here, then you know He can help you and help me to overcome the temptation that I face in my life. Notice the disciples failed to obey. Did they make the confessions? Again, yes, they made confessions. Did they have good intentions? Yes. Did they truly want to do what they said? Yes. Could they obey? No. Why? Because they failed to pray. During the time that they should have been praying, they were found sleeping. You can't sleep on the job.
Right.
You can't sleep because this is a world, and because we don't have to get in fear. But you have to pray if you're going to obey and follow the will of God. Jesus told him in verse 41 of Matthew 26 again, watch and pray. Be aware, be alert, and spend time in prayer that you enter not into temptation, that you can successfully live this Christian life. The Spirit indeed is willing. The Holy Ghost inside of you, you're born again spirit. Yes, it's willing. It wants to serve God. But the flesh is weak. And it'll whoop you. And it'll throw you. Unless you get power from within the Holy Ghost and overcome it. Then you'll be successful every single time. Jesus accomplished the plan of God. Why? Because He spent time in prayer. He went to the cross, rose from the dead. The disciples did not hear accomplish the plan of God or what they wanted to do. Because of why? Because they didn't spend time praying. You have to spend time. You cannot make it if you don't pray. You got to pray to make it. That's what the Lord is saying from heaven today. That's what He's saying to the church world today. There's much opposition to Christianity. There's much influence. We are being pressured in the church as never before in this nation to compromise Christianity and mix it with all kind of other goofy stuff. To embrace every religion, every thought of humanism, every human idea. We are being pressured as never before to accept and embrace, because we've got to be politically correct or culturally correct. Well, I'm here to tell you, we've got to be God correct,
Amen.
Bible
Amen.
Correct.
Yes.
We can't go by those things. We can't be influenced by those things. And you can't be taken into things just because somebody else does them. You can't go with the crowd. Find the way. 80% of the church world is going. Go the opposite way. And by default, you'll be going the right way. You don't even have to be spiritual. You don't have to be praying about it. But ladies and gentlemen, 80% of the church world, and I believe that's increasing, especially in our time, is absolutely moving away from God instead of to God. Again, I say that not to judge or belittle or anything, but certainly you've got to draw a line in the sand and say, I'm not going that way. I don't care how you do it. I don't care why you do it or nothing. There are things that are going on now, and I don't know if I ought to get out here or not. But where people are being brought into the church to speak to the church and to different groups that are not even born again.
Absolutely.
But because they have such status Absolutely. In society. Maybe they're a movie star, or you used to be in some kind of rock band, or something like that, or whatever. And I'm not knocking. I'm saying people can get saved. And truly, there's probably people that got saved that come from rock bands. But some of that's a lot of hoodoo, bunk, and junk.
Right.
Why? Because I used to be over there.
Yeah. Right.
And I can look at them and tell that they're still heathens today. And all they're doing is for us because they know you're going to put some money in their pocket and pad their wallet if they say the things you want them to say until they're gone.
Hallelujah.
Might as well shout.
Amen.
But it's going on.
Right.
It's going on in places that you would never dream that it's going on. People are being brought into the church
right.
that are not even born again
right.
because they have some kind of great credibility with the world.
Are
their well-known personality.
Right.
People swoon and fall out, you know, even before them. You know, why? Because we have taught, the church has been
yeah.
taught by the world.
Right.
And if we don't watch it, some of our young people can be introduced to these things and think this is the way to go. And we certainly don't want to do that.
Amen.
We want to go God's way and follow His way and follow His plan. And not go with, excuse me, with man's plan.
Amen.
But the pressure is on in the church world for us to compromise our beliefs, to compromise our faith. Jesus said, when I come, shall I find faith on the earth? Will people still be believing in me? Will still people believe the truth of God's word? The word of God doesn't change.
Amen.
Society changes. And society, I'm telling you, is headed for disaster. If Jesus did not step in and stop this mess in the end, He's even said Himself that no flesh should be saved.
Right.
Well, because we would eventually annihilate ourselves because of our greed and lust.
Right.
That's what would take us out.
Right.
Evil spirits dominating and controlling.
Right.
You need to pray. You need to obey. It's not
Amen.
A time to fear, but it's a time to stay in faith.
Amen.
And I need to pray. You need to pray. Why? Because the only way I'm going to obey is pray.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has already been
Hallelujah.
Down this road. I can go to Jesus. Turn to Hebrews.
Praise
I can go to Jesus.
Amen.
And we're going to pray. You know we're going to pray. We're going to spend some more time praying this morning. Hebrews. Is that Hebrews where Jesus said He's been tempted like as we are? Hebrews chapter is coming to us right here. Yeah, chapter 4, verse number 14. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 14.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.